Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1972. The topic is mindset, and the title is, Who Are Your People? There was an awesome story I heard from John Krasinski, and if you don't know who that is, you're going to find out as I tell the story. But it really was awesome highlight to some topics I'd already been discussing with one of my clients. And it's focused around the importance of your chosen family or your chosen group, your friends, your peers, the people that you surround yourself with. John Krasinski was telling a story in an interview. He said that he went to theater school for 16 weeks when he was younger. And when his mom came to pick him up, he said before they even left the grounds of the campus, he told her that he was going to move to New York City and become an actor. He said his mother didn't really hesitate at all. She just asked for one thing. She said, give it 2 or 3 years, and if you don't see an inkling of success, pull yourself out of it. As your mother, I could never ask you to give up on your dreams. So if it's not working, you have to be strong enough to realize that and pull yourself out of it. He said a couple years went by, about 2.5 years, almost 3. He called his mom and he said, I'm done. I haven't seen anything. Nothing's really happening. This is crazy. This is scary. This is just overwhelming. And I think I'm done. She said, well, it's only September. Why don't you just give it till the end of the year? That way, if we do quit it, if we do, you know, transition to something different, you'll know that you truly gave it your best. And before the end of the year, he got the part in The Office. So John Krasinski is Jim from The Office. And from there, you know, he's become super successful. He's directed movies, starred in many movies. He's very successful. I just thought it was such an amazing and wonderful and motivating and, oh, just passionate story to hear that he had someone in his life that believed in him so much and supported him, even when he couldn't kind of support himself. That tied in with some discussions I was having with one of my clients on their online journal. We were talking about success. And one overwhelmingly common determinant of success is your peer group, is who's around you. This client was struggling to feel motivated, struggling to keep up with what they've been doing. They don't really have anyone in their life that has the same fire, the same passion, the same goals as them. And I brought that up to them. I said, you know, it's interesting to hear how passionate you are, how fired up you are. But when you're down, you don't really have anyone in your life that can help kind of push you and motivate you. Now, she has me, but you need more. You need more than just one person. So if you have a significant other, lucky you, that's awesome. It's great to have that. So I'm very blessed to have my wife, Meredith, and she is, oh, just an I can't even describe how much of a support she is and how blessed and grateful I am to have her in my life. And I hope that you have someone similar. I hope that you cultivate friendships and relationships that can give you that sense of support. If you have positive, supportive people around you, you are going to be more likely to be successful. If you have people who get excited when you get excited, who can share in your highs and in your lows, but when you're low, they know how to kind of push you through. They know how to make you feel heard, but they don't let you stay there. They try to promote you, kind of coax you to keep going, to keep trying. John was lucky to have family that supported him, that believed in him, that spoke into him, and built him up. But not everyone is that lucky. After working with people for 20 plus years working with well over 3,000 clients, where I know their family culture, I know their peer group. Some people have parents who tear them down, who stifle their dreams, who don't support them, who tell them every single possible freaking thing that could possibly go wrong, to where it just crushes their dreams. Others maybe have friends that act that way, that remind them of past failures, that point out all the challenges without pointing out that person's strengths or strategies to overcome those challenges. Some people have friends that'll hold them down because the friend hasn't been successful. And they don't want to see other people being successful because that would make them feel worse about themselves. And for others, it's not family, it's not friends, they're simply alone. They don't have people actively bringing them down, but they don't have people actively lifting them up. Who are your people? Who do you have around you? Are they people who speak positively into your life? Are they people who, when you share your dreams, your goals, your passions, they match that passion and excitement? Do you have people who carry you when you're feeling down? Do you have people who display good character, who are successful in their own ways, who have the same drive, the same fire, the same passion as you have? Maybe it's focused in different areas, but it's still there. When you look at the people around you, do they help elevate you? I would encourage everyone listening to not do it alone. Don't go through life fighting against everyone around you. Don't go through life without anyone around you. Find a community of like-minded people. Even if it's just one person to start with. Find people who are passionate as you are, who emulate the characteristics that you want to develop. So that client who I talked about, who at the moment just has me, I reached out to a couple of my clients, other clients, and asked if I could share their social media. So that way this client could connect with them, could see their journey, see their story, get motivated. Maybe on a day they don't feel like working out, they can check out one of my clients and see that they did a 5:30 in the morning squat workout. It's like, oh crap, okay. If they can do it, I can do it too. So I shared that, and I appreciate my clients who are willing to do that. And it's great to start to develop and create that community around this current client who's struggling. It's important that we find people who can support us. Find people who, when you speak with them, you feel fired up. You're ready to attack your goals. You want to like light the world on fire. You're so fired up and ready to go. Find people who know what you need to know. Find people that help you become who you want to be. It can be helpful to have people who are, quote unquote, kind of behind you in their journey, because you can teach into their life, and that helps you feel the satisfaction of being able to help other people. That's a good feeling. You also can be motivated to lead by example, knowing that they're watching you. And it actually can solidify what you know as you have to process it to be able to teach it to other people. And then it's equally helpful to have people who are, quote unquote, ahead of you, who can give into you, who can elevate you. When cultivating your culture, place yourself in the middle. Have people that you can give into and have people that you ask of. It's important that we realize the significance of the world around us as it directly impacts and shapes the world within us. Now, where can you find these people? If you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you have some kind of nutrition-related, exercise-related goal. So the gym, You know, if you go to a public gym, you can find people. If you go at a certain time on a regular basis, who are the common faces that you see around? Is there anybody training with similar exercises, similar intensity? Maybe you think they might have a similar goal. Introduce yourself. I know that like doing that sounds completely insane. I've done public speaking in many forums and many levels, and I know public speaking can be very scary. But I also know from personal experience that you get used to it. You know, it's just the more you put yourself in that situation, the less unknown and scary that situation feels. If they wear headphones, I would not probably go talk to them in the middle of their workout. As I am someone who wears headphones, I would catch me at the end of my workout or the beginning of my workout, but probably at the end, because if I'm coming into the gym, I'm already fired up and ready to go. But catch them at the end of their workout. If they're not wearing headphones, then, you know, that's their mistake. So go talk to them. Go chat them up and say, hey, I see you around a lot and I just want to introduce myself. I'm just looking for people who have similar passions and goals, and I just wanted to say hello and ask what your goals were. What are you working on? What makes you so consistent when you come here? Ask questions. That's one of the best things you can do. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything. Just ask questions. Let them talk about themselves. People tend to like to talk about themselves. So I know if you're introverted, you're going to say that's the worst thing in the world. But if you're introverted and you're going out and talking to people, I know that that is so scary. However, you're more likely to find an extrovert when you do that. So it's interesting in the sense of the more you talk, the more opportunities you'll find where people will chat back with you and those conversations get easier. But ask questions. That's a good way to kind of get over the initial fear of what do I say. Just ask them, say, what do you come to the gym for? What are your goals? You know, if they tell you what they're training for, say, oh, like what motivates you? Why'd you pick that? Like, oh, you know, I've been really struggling with nutrition, like kind of knowing what to eat. What do you eat to help you reach your goals? Questions. That helps a lot. If you don't go to the gym, go on social media. There's a lot of like groups. I know on Facebook, there's like home gym communities. There's probably the same thing on Instagram and whatnot. I know there's like garage gym reviews. There's a whole bunch of those type of channels. So look and see. Go to like one of those channels. See a good post you like. Maybe check out some of the comments. Comment on some other people's comments. Just get to chit-chat with people. It's the same way as you meet and greet and network in person. You have to do it on social media. Yes, it can be scary, but you're incredibly unlikely to just be blown off, especially if you can read social cues. If you have some social awareness, if a person, like I said, headphones in, probably don't talk to them in the middle of the workout. If they're staring at the floor between sets, they're probably trying to not make eye contact with anyone, so don't chat them up. So read some body language. If you ask some people questions and they give you one-word answers, they probably want you to buzz off, so go buzz off and find someone else. If they elaborate and they give longer answers, then try to match that same length in your response. That's actually one interesting component when you're doing communication in person with people, is to pay attention to the length of responses and match that. We actually are naturally inclined to do that because we have mirror neurons. We have things in our brain that make us mimic other people. We tend to mimic their tone of voice, their body positions. We mimic quite a bit. And it's something you can pay attention to, is the length of their response, trying to match that. And the reason why we have that ingrained in us is to make friends. So it helps with creating social networks, which is helpful for survival in regards to just basic human need. We have a lot of intrinsic built within us aspects that mirror other people, and that's one thing you can focus on and kind of work to develop. You can also go to neighborhood events. My wife and I recently bought a house and moved into a neighborhood, and it's interesting because I'm actually naturally not very social. Anybody who knows me knows that's true. If you listen to this podcast, you're amazed because I've made 1,972 of these. But the key is I'm talking to myself. So how I do that is when I'm outside cutting grass or doing random things, somebody will come up and talk to me. And as much as that annoys me and scares me, I still will embrace it, especially when they have a dog. It's nice because you can pet the dog and talk to the person. But I'll try to embrace that, try to enjoy it, try to work on it. And that is something that you might find someone else, like neighbor across the street used to do strongman. And it's like, well, that's pretty cool. I wouldn't have known that if we hadn't chit-chatted. So that's cool. And that's a point of connection. You can chit-chat and talk about that. So just getting to meet people, whether it's in the gym, whether it's in your local community, maybe you go to a regular weekly event, such as like a church. You can talk to people at your church, bring up, you know, like, oh, yeah, I was working out last night and, you know, it was a pretty good workout. See if anybody chimes in. See if anybody else is like, oh, yeah, really? What do you do? You know, that kind of thing. Maybe you don't have that stuff or that scares the crap out of you. You can find connections via like YouTube videos, through podcasts, through social media accounts. Find people who seem to be successful at what you want to be successful at. Follow their accounts, follow their information, take the lessons they give. Kind of use their progress as a means to motivate you. So if you see them working out, I know Jocko Willink does like 4:30 a.m. workouts. I believe it's 4:30. And he takes a picture of his wristwatch every morning at 4:30 or, you know, a minute or two before or after. And that's his accountability. And that can be your accountability. So you can use social media accounts and influencers, quote unquote, as a form of motivation. I would really encourage you not to glorify human beings. So don't think anybody's perfect. No one is perfect. Literally no one is perfect. So you want to learn from their strengths, but also recognize that they probably have weaknesses. And if they show those, learn what their mistakes were and how you can lessen or avoid those same weaknesses. And this also helps to develop a healthier perspective of yourself. Recognize that you don't have to be perfect, and you're not going to be, so don't even bother trying. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to mess up along the way. But people who are extremely successful all still make mistakes. I've talked about this is when I help people get pro cards in aesthetic sports. They still have missed meals from time to time, had to modify their workout schedule due to traveling or family events. When people work towards elite totals, there's a lot of variances that have to happen. They might have a small annoyance in a joint that we have to work through. There's a lot that can happen. I've worked with professional athletes, and none of them have easy schedules. Golly. So no one is perfect. No one's going to get everything exactly right, where every day falls, you know, right in line with exactly how you thought it was going to go. That's actually very rare. So realizing that you don't have to be perfect, you just have to make progress and continue to refine the things that aren't going perfectly. See what you can do to address that and just get a little more adherence to that, a little more consistency with it. And then over time, you do make better and better progress. But I would encourage you to consider who are your people. Who are the people around you? And as much as you can control, try to minimize the exposure to the not-so-helpful people in your life. And then try to maximize exposure to helpful people if you have them in your life, or actually go pursue and find those people. Try to place yourself in the middle of your social network so you can lead by example, teach and provide and give to others, but you can also ask the same from other people. And that helps you level up, that helps you grow, that helps you develop. Okay, so I hope you give that some thought. I hope you put some action to it if you need to, and really work on cultivating the best community around you. If you have any questions, if you need anything, visit us on the website, www.brutalirongym.com. You can always shoot me a message on the bottom of the homepage. We have a ton of free information, just a lot of good stuff on there. So if you need anything, you can always reach out to me on the website. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.